Hello and welcome to Paths of Empowerment podcast with Shelly and Becky as your hosts. Welcome to season 2, episode 1. And hello, Shelly, how are you?
I'm great, Becky. Good to be back. It's been a long hiatus.
Absolutely, it has. We have not recorded a podcast for some time now. So we are in a unique situation that has granted us all this extra time, if you will. So we are taking advantage of it.
That was very well said, Becky.
Well, thank you. So why don't we catch up a little bit? Remind people who you are, what you do, and how have you been affected by the coronavirus?
Well, that's a lot in a nutshell, isn't it? Well, for you, any of you who are you're just starting listening to us, I've been a flight attendant for over 28 years. I've been a a massage therapist for 20. I do John Barnes myofascial release exclusively now. I've done that since 2002. Right now, as we're doing this, I am on sheltering for the coronavirus. I'm on leave from Delta Airlines. I am actually making for Facebook, out of my comfort zone, for clients that I'm unable to see at this time, little self-treatment tips, and really using this time to regroup and clear out clutter so I can be a brighter light for everyone when we come out of this wave we're in, lack of a better way. And you, Becky, what's going on with you?
Well, like you, I started out as a massage therapist and kind of branched out into different areas, earned my degree in communication and management, developed my skills in massage therapy, received certification in biofeedback, and recently became certified to do hypnosis work. And I also have an office in our hometown in Minnesota that offers halo therapy, which is also called dry salt therapy. So if you've heard of salt rooms, I operate one of those. Unfortunately, because our governor has given us a stay-at-home order and essential businesses only order, Shelly and I have both had to close our doors probably at least through April 30th, if not beyond, and we'll just wait that out. So in the meantime, I am sheltering in place at home. 3 out of my 4 children are home with me. One is college age and still are in K-12 programs at their local school doing their online schooling. Again, another requirement by the state of Minnesota during this coronavirus outbreak. And my oldest daughter is a school teacher in Minnesota, has been able to work at home because she is due to have her first child on May 7th. So the only sad part about this, outside of worrying about, you know, loved ones who might be more vulnerable to this virus, is the fact that we probably will not be able to hold our new grandbaby when she comes, just to keep things safe and keep everybody healthy. So we are very grateful that we are able to be at home and be together. The online schooling is going well. My college-age daughter is able to do her remainder of her semester online. So that's all going well. We're just trying to appreciate the grace of having some time at home and some more together time.
Yes, we are having more together time. I've been enjoying it. I've been really enjoying it, to be honest with you. But I've noticed that I like to wear my pajamas all day. I'm just being honest.
I get out of my PJs about anywhere between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and graduate to my athleisure wear for the day. it but did. That's as far as it goes. I don't believe I'll be putting on denim anytime soon unless I have to leave the house for essential needs. And even that is debatable. I might just, you know.
You really don't have to. You can just put a coat on.
I could wear this athleisure wear out. Many people do. It's a thing.
Yep. And I've been enjoying, just taking care of myself and doing self-care. And
tell me what that looks like for you.
What does it look like for me? Well, pushing myself to start my, doing actually movement, getting my cardio up, doing more walks outside, actually going for a run outside. And my son is very active and lifting weights and doing things. So he's motivating me to get a little more doing that stuff. But I've been doing really self-care too for where I need to work on that's out of balance. And actually looking at my own videos when I was doing self-treatment showing for people, I realized, my pelvis is rotated anteriorly, so forward rotation. So I go, guess I get to work on that. So it was good for me to reflect back while I was sharing. So, and it's very interesting that my son then finally asked me, hey mom, my pelvis is rotated and I saw on YouTube how to, he only has a therapist lives with him, right? So can you help me work on that? So I think that's what we're going to be working on, both of us, is working on rotating our pelvis, because personally my quads are firing but my glutes are not. But I can go on and on and this with this, but it's, I'm kind of excited to work with my son with this now, and he's asking me.
Right. It's really nice when they actually ask you for your expertise in a subject matter.
But I must say, with online schooling, it's very interesting. I was taking a shower today and I hear, hey, what if he's doing his psychology class? As I'm in the shower, I hear the door open asking me questions about psychology. So the boundaries have changed a lot.
gotcha. I understand that. We are also trying to be very respectful of everyone's boundaries here. I was telling my husband that once my college age daughter has the okay to go back to her apartment in her school town, we probably will not see her for several months. But that's okay. That's
okay. But with it all, really, I think it's been a nice new and experience, and it's been great to see my shows that I like I'm going to use Jimmy Fallon, that they're doing it at home and being really an authentic. So I appreciate that a lot, because that is inspiring. They've been inspiring,
I would agree. It's kind of nice to see a less polished version of some of those shows that have gone live. One of my favorites is Live with Kelly and Ryan, and I appreciate the fact that they have been able to continue their live broadcast from broadcasting out of their homes. And yeah, it is actually kind of refreshing, because it's not the magic of TV as much as it is authentic communication between humans and, you know, finding the bright spots through all of this and acknowledging the work of all the people that are on the front lines, not just the doctors, the nurses, the EMTs, but our grocery store workers, our childcare workers, our truck drivers, all those people that keep making our daily lives possible. It's nice to see those television hosts acknowledging that as well and bringing those stories to the forefront. So I feel like, yes, we're apart, but we're connecting in new and different ways. And it feels a little more authentic to me. So that's been great.
Yeah, with all the, Zoom meetings and the Google meetings and actually calling people. So,
yes.
I think, or you have the time to take the time to contact people. So I've been personally making an effort to actually talk to people.
That's really nice.
So that's what I've been up to. And anything else you want to share that's going on with you, Becky?
Well, I just wanted to say that I enjoy the videos of you showing people how to do self-treatment because it has actually reminded me to keep up on my personal self-care. I've been dealing with a foot issue off and on for the last year, and I tell you what, since I have been reminded by you on the daily as I scroll through my Facebook feed, I'm like, oh, I got to do my stretches. And I am working on opening the hips and working with the glutes, but I'm doing the recommended amount of time for my stretches, 2 to 5 minutes. I'm actually, you know, trying to aim for the 5 minute end of the range. And I tell you what, my foot has felt so much better, to the point where I don't have any pain as long as I keep up with my stretching. And you know, and I know that we give our clients at home tips when they, you know, when they get off our tables, when they leave our office, we try to give them ideas for ways they can work on themselves, because we really want to empower our clients, but we're human, right? We forget to do these things for ourselves as well. So this has been a real eye-opener for me that if I do take the time to spend on myself, I have a lot of power in healing myself as well. I'm not relying on pain medicine or, you know, I realize now that the soles of my shoes are less of the issue, and it's actually opening up taking the time to stretch and open my body properly.
Yeah, because your body was talking to you. Now you have time to listen.
Exactly. So it's been great. And I will continue. I will continue to keep this as part of my new daily routine. When we all get back to those busy schedules, this has to take priority for me. So I'm wondering if, you know, there will be new routines that people find during this unusual time that they can carry forward when things get back to a little bit normal schedule.
And maybe things they found out they don't need to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it's clearing the clutter, which I've been really clearing out in my office. And in my personal space too, so mm-hmm. to create more space. So that's nice. May I recommend, you say the 5 minutes and you're taking it, but let me add a little bit that it doesn't have to be 5 minutes. It could be 10 and 15 minutes.
Oh,
it's that you're engaging the fascial system. So mm-hmm. it's after the 2 minute mark, you're getting the electrophysio effect. So that's why we say 2 to 3 minutes, because you're changing the holding pattern. What if you went longer than five, right? And really just listened. So I'm just throwing that out at you, but baby steps. I'm learning, you know, because I like to throw a whole bunch of information at people, and I get to learn now to keep repeating, rebuilding, repeating, mm-hmm. showing, repeating. Right. So
it's like taking little baby bites rather than, you know,
right,
a whole heaping plate full of smorgasbord options. I know I'm finding that, you know, some of the stretches that I'm able to do, I will go a little longer because
awesome.
I'm like, hey, well, let's see where this feels. And then what's really interesting is as you're working in one area, you find that as you are doing that stretch or opening that area, it causes a different area to perk up or want attention or need to change or move. Like the unwinding process that you talk about so much in your myofascial release. It's been very eye-opening for me. And again, it's something that I've known. But until you practice it on a daily basis for yourself, you don't realize how much power that holds for you.
And that's been really great for me because, as Becky and I know, we talk a lot. And I just assume people know everything. So Becky keeps me grounded in that aspect. So I'm just being honest, guys, you know, because I go, it's easy for me and I can unwind really easy. So this has been a great challenge for me to slow down and explain. So I'm grateful for that. So having this time is, I have no excuses to take the time to explain it for people, because it had been on the back burner. So, you know, I challenge people, you know, the things you put on the back burner because you didn't have time, what's the worst that can happen if you try to do it now, right? Whatever that may be, you know, use this time to be experimental or just dream and imagine what if, right?
Right. And, you know, this time will pass regardless. So, you know, we get to choose to be mindful with it if we want, or we can choose to just let it pass. So, you know, it's kind of powerful to know that, you know, you can make some choices here, because your day is going to go by regardless.
And it sure does. I'm sorry, my day, I don't know about you, Becky, but my day is just flying.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mine is, too. I have not hit a boredom mark at all.
No,
I mean, there's a little more cooking involved and a little more cleaning involved. But, no, I must say that having someone give me the order of sheltering in place has really been a gift, in that I have had to reevaluate how I balance my personal life and my work life. And I think there will be some changes that will be sustained when we come out of all this, because I have now been reminded of the need for me personally to have a more balanced approach. So
that is a great gift. That is a great gift, because when we're in balance, we have power and we are healthier. And so this is just helping us to balance it out. I know you mentioned you had something for self-care that you were reading. What was that about, Becky? Yes.
Okay. So since I've been home, I've been kind of going through all these books. If I collect anything, it's books and rocks. I've always collected both. But I ran across this book that I've had for quite a while. It's written by Ina Segal, I-N-N-A. Segal is spelled S-E-G-A-L. This is her second book, and the title is The Secret of Life Wellness. Now, the background on this author is that she is from Australia. She had developed quite a few health issues that the medical community wasn't able to help her with, so she resorted to healing herself. So her whole premise in this book and her previous book, which was The Secret Language of Your Body, she is all about listening to your body and talking with your body, assuming that there is an intelligence of the body that you can relate to and work with in order to help your self-healing journey. So, fascinating woman. I love both books, but I ran across something in the very beginning of the book that I've been practicing on a daily basis to just help me get back in touch and reconnect with myself. So if you're up for it, I thought we could kind of go through it a little bit and give you a little taste of what she's offering. She recommends you do this on a daily basis, but you know, that's up to you.
I think it's great.
Wait. Go through it?
Yeah, we have the time. So, what do you? How long? Just so heads up, for somebody's doing something, then they're driving or whatever.
Okay. You don't want to do this when you're driving,
right?
You probably want to set aside. Oh, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't take long to go through what I'm about to read to you.
So what would you say?
I would say 10 minutes in the morning.
Okay. All right. So if we're going through this, would you say we're just going to be, it's going to be about 5 minutes? Okay. All right. Just so people can gauge and whatever, you know.
Yep. So, and again, I'm reading directly from her book called The Secret of Life Wellness, The Essential Guide to Life's Big Questions. So if anyone already owns this book, I'm finding this starting on page 16. Okay.
So I'm sure you can get it in Kindle, don't you think so?
Oh, I bet you could get a Kindle version of this. I wouldn't be surprised. It's been out for a while, so it's probably available.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so now are we supposed to be sitting? Are we supposed to be standing? Are we supposed to be laying?
You can sit or stand.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we're going to start. So I'll just read the introductory paragraph. So we kind of, so we're all kind of on the same page, if you will. Okay. Here I go. I encourage you to regularly practice the process below, as it can help you release resistance, become more sensitive to your own wisdom, open your heart, connect to your inner power, and become more in tune with yourself and your life. There are several components of this process, so you can do them all together, or you can pick the ones that really speak to you and practice those regularly. Remember, to build muscle and become fit and toned, you need to exercise often. To increase your intuition, you also need to practice. So trust that you have been given the perfect instrument to receive all the help you require. So the first one is for releasing resistance. So you can sit or stand up, take slow, deep breaths, and just become aware of what you feel. Are you open and excited about receiving intuitive guidance? Or do you feel resistant and scared? And if you feel resistant, imagine holding a vacuum cleaner in your hands and place that vacuum cleaner on the parts where you feel resistance. And using your imagination, imagine that vacuum cleaner sucking out all the tension, all the fear and conflict from your body. Keep your breathing slow and deep while letting go of any heaviness and density in your body. And then we can say, divine healing intelligence, please release any resistance, tension, fear, or conflict from my body and cellular memories. Surround me with your energy of safety, support, and confidence, and allow me to connect to the highest, wisest, and purest source of divine guidance. Thank you. Then you can repeat the word clear several times until you feel lighter. Now, normally we could just sit with this, but I'm going to just go on through all the sections so you get an idea of what she's proposing.
So, I'm going to enter. First, you're clearing things out, right? Yeah. First, we're clearing things out.
Yeah, kind of just feeling what you feel in your body.
And letting your imagination go. I had a big shop vac. I'm just giving ideas to people, you know, because you have iterated to me that everyone is imaginative and they need a little guidance. So I am listening to you.
So you might be able to see it in your mind's eye, you know. So with my training in hypnosis, imagination is very powerful. What's really cool about our subconscious mind is that the subconscious mind can't distinguish between what is actually happening and what is being imagined. And this has been proven through several different studies. One study was done between two sets of athletes, one actually performing a task and one group imagining performing that task. And then they got together at the end of a period of time and they did the actual task and measured the percentage of improvement. And it turns out that the group that just imagined practicing this task improved at a slightly larger percentage rate than those that actually practiced the task.
Because you were engaged. You were engaged on all levels.
Yeah, you're using your intention, you're using your imagination. So
you're not just going through the motions, you are.
Mm-hmm. You're using your mind's eye or the feeling. If you can't envision yourself holding a vacuum, you could get the sense. Perhaps you hear the sound of a vacuum cleaner running. Perhaps you feel the sensation of, you know, the suction, you know, being near your skin. So there are different ways that you can feel or imagine this happening to make it a more real process for you.
But it's great that it's something that we all have done, vacuuming. So yes, then it's easier for you to bring that in. So now I'll let you continue. Sorry to interject.
Okay. Nope, that's great. So next we're going to connect with your heart. So when your heart is open, you are much more receptive to receiving intuitive guidance. So give yourself permission to be open. So rub your hands together for a few moments and visualize a beautiful pink bubble of light in your hands. Allow this bubble to grow stronger. And then focus your intention of being open and sensitive to listening to your intuition. Now, place your hands on your heart, visualizing that pink light moving into your heart and opening the eyes, ears, and mouth of your heart, allowing your heart to receive and communicate intuitive messages with you. Say to yourself, divine healing intelligence, please open the ears of my heart so that it can hear the voice of my intuition. Open the eyes of my heart so that it can see the truth. Give my heart its voice back so that it can transmit important messages to me. Thank you. Then repeat the word clear several times again until you feel lighter. How was that? Should I move on or did you have any comments, Shelley?
That was, I, as soon as you said lighter, I felt it lighter. That was, and I felt my shoulders drop. So yeah, keep continuing on, continue on. I think, okay. I think that will resonate with people because there's a tactile unit there. You know, you're imagining and doing tactile, but it depends upon the kind of person you are. So if you don't feel things, don't get frustrated, correct, Becky? You're still processing and you're actually building that muscle, as you reiterated before.
Absolutely.
So be easy on yourself. Keep doing it over and over. Okay, you can continue. Sorry.
Okay, yep. Nope. So now we're moving on to working with your solar plexus. So the solar plexus center is located at the level of your stomach. So between your belly button and the base of your rib cage or the base of your sternum. So that is where the solar plexus is located. So the solar plexus located at this level is strongly connected to your intuition. So it's important to become aware of and release any blockages that might be stored there. So place your right hand in front of your solar plexus, facing it toward your body, and move it in a circular direction. It can be clockwise or counterclockwise. Either direction will work as the chakra in this area moves in both directions. So with the intention of energizing and expanding your solar plexus energy, move your hand in a circular direction. Allow yourself to breathe slowly and deeply into your stomach area, becoming aware of any feeling or energies that reside in your solar plexus. Now say, divine healing intelligence, please release any tension, fear, frustration, numbness, and protection that blocks me from recognizing intuitive messages from my feelings. Allow me to reconnect to, listen to, and honor the profound insights and guidance my feelings can provide. Thank you. Repeat the word clear several times until you feel lighter. How was that for you?
Very nice. I may iterate, you and I know what chakras are. But
oh yes, let's talk about that. So chakras come from Eastern medicine traditions, and there are, well, there's several major chakras throughout the body. Some say seven, some say eight, and then lots of smaller energy centers throughout the body. But those seven to eight major chakras in the body run along the core of your body, or from your sacrum to your all the way up to your head, so along your spinal column. So the idea is those chakras are energy centers where our bodies, our energetic bodies, take in energy and disperse it through our bodies using meridians and acupuncture and acupressure points, delivering those subtle energies that help our body to function more regularly.
And does that mean? An interesting note that most of our glands, all of our glands are where we have chakras. Mm-hmm. Besides the heart, it is, you know, but that's a chakra too. So just throwing that out at you.
Yeah, I like that. So the next one that we're going to do is something that you don't hear about often, but I kind of like it. It made sense to me. So this is clearing stuckness. Clearing stuckness.
None of us have that.
That's right. And we're clearing it from our ears. So I thought that's an interesting concept. So here we go.
No, not really. I think that's a really good place because there's a whole thing with that. I won't go into all that. Let's keep going. Go, Becky.
Yeah. Okay. So your ears are constantly receiving information, which is then processed by your brain and influences your nervous system. Often people are so affected by others that they forget to listen to themselves and thus block this intuitive pathway. So position your hands over your ears.
I won't be able to hear you then.
All day.
I'm just teasing.
We'll keep them a little bit further away.
I'm just teasing. I'm listening.
They're okay. So if you tuned in and became aware of your ears, would they look open and clear? Or would they have corks stuck in them, stopping you from listening to and hearing messages? So just take a moment to visualize. What's your first impression when you think of your ears? Are they clear and open, or do they feel stuck? Do you have corks in your ears? So if they look like they have corks in them, imagine taking the corks out and allowing yourself to hear intuitive messages and guidance from the highest sources of wisdom. And visualize instead clear, sparkling light moving through and cleansing your ears of any density, emotional armor, and stress. Say, divine healing intelligence, please allow me to have my ears open to hearing the highest wisdom possible. Allow me to hear my own intuition and follow its guidance. I am now willing to hear how to live my life in alignment with the universe and my highest good. Thank you. Repeat the word clear several times until you feel lighter. I like that one.
Yeah, that is a good one. So do we have to do these all in order, or you know, no, can you just pick, you can choose?
Yeah, Yep. She recommends, you know, if one or a couple don't resonate with you, don't do those.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be a recipe. You go, okay, let's do my ears.
And you know, these things, you know, she developed this on her own, I'm sure, through her own experimentation. So she's just passing on what worked for her. And just like that, we have to use our own discernment and choose what works for us.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure to let people know you can be creative with it. This isn't cut and dry. These are just merely suggestions. Oh, and take what works for you, leave the rest, that kind of thing. That ear one was fun. That's probably why I need that one.
The ear. So there's one more, and this is relating to opening your third eye, which is what you would find in the chakra system would be your third eye chakra. Would be your your brow chakra. What else is it called?
That's where your creativity is. It's between your eyes. Mm-hmm. It's above your nose.
Find it between
the pituitary gland. You know.
Yeah. So the theory behind the third eye is your third eye allows you to see things beyond the ordinary realms. This is one of the gateways to owning your intuitive powers. Gently place the fingers of your right hand on the third eye, which is in the middle of your forehead. Place the fingers of your left hand at the back of your head. And now imagine a bridge between these two points. Now visualize a river of indigo light, which is kind of a deep blue, almost slightly purple color, So imagine that river of indigo light entering your third eye and moving along the bridge between these two points, clearing any stuckness, doubts, or negative patterns that could stand in your way of receiving clear images and healing messages for yourself and others. Allow any buildup of heavy energy to be released through the point you are holding at the back of your head. So repeat this process several times, and when you feel that the area is clear, imagine that indigo light entering the back of your head, moving through the bridge toward the front, connecting the front and back. Observe as the light begins to shine out of your third eye. Do this several times and imagine that this indigo light connects to the divine wisdom of the universe and brings messages to you that can help you and others. And give yourself permission to receive those messages. Say, divine healing intelligence, please open my third eye with ease and grace, and allow me to see the clearest images that can assist me to heal and transform any area of my life where I am being challenged. Show me what I need to know, and where it's appropriate, assist me with helping others by showing me what they need to know to help themselves. Give me the ability to see the divine perfection of life and how everything is connected. Open my eyes to the extraordinary opportunities that life has to offer and help me to have clear guidance. Allow me to live my life with integrity, truth, and inspiration. Thank you. Repeat the word clear several times until you feel lighter. Isn't that nice?
That is nice. But you know what, Becky? I don't think you don't have to touch your face since we're with the coronavirus. You can just put.
Oh, right. Touché. Absolutely. Yeah. Having the intention of those points in your head is absolutely fine. Yeah. If you want to put your hand.
Because I'm just thinking if you're at work, if you're still in an essential, like a nurse or something in between. You don't have to actually physically touch. You can just be a little bit away and visualize it that way. Just giving that recommendation.
Very good advice. Very good advice for the corona era that we know.
Or whatever. It doesn't even have to.
It's really about the intention of focusing on those spots.
That was a nice one too.
I just like that. Yeah, it's just a collection of different places, and you know, you could do all of them, or you could just focus on a couple that feel, you know, more important to you at the time. I just thought I'd share that. It's a really good book. It goes on to talk about different archetypes and different healing techniques that you can use for yourself, on yourself, with the premise of using, you know, energy medicine. And energy medicine is essentially using your intention to change what's happening in your body. So there's a lot more to it. It's a great book. I just thought I'd share that with you because it's something that I have recently rediscovered and have been practicing, and it feels nice.
So, and I'll put that author and maybe a link with the podcast so you.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I'll do that in the description. I'll try anyway. Yeah. That will be my goal.
And now you also, wanted to share something.
Oh, well, I think we're coming up onto our 40-minute mark, and that's been our intent to do about 40 minutes with you guys. We're going to probably go over just a tad, just since we haven't talked for a long time. But since what we're going through right now, and Becky got you already in the imagining and visualization mode, I was going to just bring that a step further, because as a group, even if you're listening, you know, we're all listening at different times, energetically we are all with the same intentions. So I would like to ask if everybody put this on pause if you're doing stuff, but when you have a few moments, we'll go for maybe just 30 seconds. Imagine if you will, the earth, stepping back, you like that you're in out in space looking at the beautiful blue marble earth, if you can imagine it that way, like you're seeing it from the moon or seeing it from a spacecraft or however your imagination takes you, okay, but just from a farther point of view. And if you will, just bringing your hands and encompassing that in your mind's eye, seeing a radiant light and love from your heart and hands going around the planet. And taking a deep breath, sending your light and love for the highest good for everyone.
That's really nice.
Yeah, so thank you for taking the time to do that. Actually, my hands got really hot on that one. Yeah, and I'm out in space all the way around. So, but there's no right or wrong way. It's how you see it and how it makes you feel. And thank you for taking the time, sending your light and love to everyone on the planet. And Becky and I, I'm getting really emotional. Are sending light and love to everybody.
Absolutely, today. Light and love all the way around.
And I think we just went over 2 minutes. That
was pretty darn good. So we want to remind our listeners, thank you for listening to us. We appreciate it. We'd like to hear from you, actually. And now since we've last done the podcast, Anchor, our podcast platform, has added a very handy button. If you were to go and listen to our podcast on the Anchor platform, which is an app you can download for free, you can message us. You can send us a voice message to tell us what you thought about this podcast, give us ideas for guests or topics for future podcasts, share with us how this coronavirus era is affecting you. But you can do that simply by pressing the message button on the Anchor app when you're listening to our podcast, or you can send us an email at pathsofempowerment@gmail.com, and we will be checking those as well. So we would love to hear from you. If you have ideas, if you want to be a guest on the show or know someone who would enjoy being a guest to share their experience of spreading love and light in the world, maybe they've got a healing modality that you'd like to learn more about or share with other people, we would love to talk with them. Shelley, did you have anything else to add?
I think that's it at this point, but if we forget to email you back, just message us again, just in case, because this is we're getting back on the roll. So be patient with us. And our goal is to put a few of these out here. So we're getting back on track. Absolutely.
We are on a reboot, just like I'm sure some of you are as well. So thank you for listening. Thank you, Shelley, for sharing your information and your love and light with us. And we hope to talk with all of you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Till next time.